Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Go. Another visit from Warren Eckstein on Good Day. At your service and on your side. Animal lovers love Warren Eckstein. Hugs and kisses to Warren. He gets a little testy when I give him hugs and kisses. But if you were to get hugs and kisses from him, it wouldn't necessarily be the same thing. He has a fine line of pet supplements, both for cats and dogs, called Hugs and Kisses. If you go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com or warreneckstein.com or dougsteffen.com or washingtongov.com, you can find Hugs and Kisses everywhere. All right.
I give them to the pugs because, believe it or not, those little dudes shed.
Yeah.
Big time.
I take them myself because I just want to identify with dogs. They have such a wonderful life. Let's make sure we all take them ourselves. Do you ever take your own vitamins and minerals? Honestly, come on. Tell me, did you ever test your own supplements?
I have, as a matter of fact. I did the taste test on everything.
Yes, I knew that. Yes, good, 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 good.
Hey, by the way, Richie, have you seen those new T-shirts that say The Pug Life?
The Pug Life? I have, yeah.
Really? Instead of The Thug Life, they have a picture of a pug, like, with all tattoos, and it says the Pug Life.
That's really funny. Life. I'll tell you what, those dogs have a lot of personality.
They do, don't they? Yeah. All right, so you heard me in May, Meredith and I, more Meredith at this point, she thought that Millie was going to be my dog, but it ended up that Millie was her dog. And yesterday she went to New York, so I had Millie. She comes to the farm for camp time. And I took her for a spa day to the vet, I had a little acupuncture done, and she had her nails done, and all kinds of stuff. I asked about calming her down, and what could be done to calm her down. So they gave her a special treatment. Acupuncture can be used for lots of things, including that. And then there's some supplements.
How did she react to people sticking pins in her?
She didn't like it at the end. It went on for about a half hour, and toward the end, she wasn't liking it very much. But I think I just wanted to sort of test it to see what sort of things would calm her down. And I wondered what you would advise. She is not. She's a wonderful dog with us. She's very, very, she's sweet, she's fun, she's active. But whatever her background, remember, she was adopted from a kill shelter in Brooklyn. So, and what we can find out is very little about where she came from, but where she came from wasn't good, I can tell you that. So she's adapting, and the training is bringing her around, but I just thought it would be kind of interesting to find through another experiment what she would react to and what she wouldn't react to. And so
one word to describe what you need to do. It's called direction. In other words, the bottom line is, first of all, I'm a big fan of acupuncture, but you need to be careful. There are a lot of people doing acupuncture. One of my close friends teaches acupuncture at the University of Colorado,
yep.
And there's scientific acupuncture, which is different than someone who...
This guy is a vet who specializes in acupuncture.
Well,
that's
good then, but you want to make sure that's a special... But in terms of calming a dog down, especially a dog where we don't know the background,
mm-hmm.
Some dogs need a job, and I know that dogs going through training may be taught to sit and to heel and to stay and to lie down, but when you have a dog that has no background knowledge that we don't have, one of the more important things you need to do is give the dog a job beyond the basic training, maybe teach her to search for something, maybe take her through some agility training. You need to keep that mind occupied and focused. That's what calms a dog down. So often people want instant gratification, so they'll go to the vet and they'll get a drug, this will calm the dog down, that'll calm the dog down, and they do work. But the bottom line is, if you really want to calm the dog down, from a psychologist's point of view, and that's what I do, what you need to do is give the dog a job and really a lot more mental stimulation.
Yeah.
That's the way to calm a dog down.
When she's here on the farm, she runs around, and she slept about 12 hours last night. She's just now coming around now. So that's a good thing. But Meredith keeps her very busy. She's with her all the time, and there are lots of things that she does there. It just maybe that's a good point. Thank you. Just you know, this is a wonderful dog, and
they need stimulation just like people. And you know, giving a dog a job, I joke about. In fact, I'm working with a dog right now. It's a pit bull that was rescued. Horrible background, horrible situation, very aggressive.
Yeah.
Now we're teaching the dog how to do search and rescue, and it's amazing how his whole personality has changed since he now has focus.
Do you see the story of this Minnesota boy who donated his birthday money to buy bulletproof vest for a canine unit?
I did see that. You know, what a great thing.
Isn't that neat?
So many dogs are either shot or stabbed. So what a great thing this kid did. This kid's going to grow up to be a friend that I want to know.
Yeah, right, exactly. We all want to know people like that. And I'm happy to know you as a friend and supporter. Warren Eckstein. Check out his petshow.com and hugsandkisses.com. 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.